This week, right after The Simpsons, the Fox Network is premiering a new program called Yearbook. It's a documentary series that follows a group of students at a suburban Chicago high school through their senior year. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
I remember a few years ago when I sat down to preview the first episode of a documentary series called Cops. It was from the Fox Network, which was doing pretty awful stuff at the time, and I didn't expect much. But Cops surprised and delighted me, not only because the cameras were less obtrusive than I'd expected, but because the people in the Video Verite documentary acted so naturally. The same thing happened when I watched the first two episodes of Yearbook. I didn't expect much, and the preface to my preview tape was even worse than I'd feared.
Hello, my name is Susan Bridge, and I'm the principal at Glenbard West High School. For the last 6 months, Glenbard West and its staff and students and community members have been experiencing something that is very unique. For we have been participating in a documentary entitled Yearbook, which you are about to see previews of.
A principal should know better than to qualify the word unique. Even so, I get her point. Even if Yearbook isn't more unique than Cops, it's a lot less potentially exploitive, and a lot more involving than American Chronicles, the uneven Mark Frost-David Lynch documentary series that Fox launched earlier in the season. The first episode of Yearbook has to do with the selection of the school's homecoming queen. The second has to do with seniors watching the news to see if they, or their loved ones, will be shipped off to war in the Gulf. In each episode, there's a complex web of emotions on display, a reminder that high school, for every generation of kids that goes through it, is a complicated and unforgettable experience. In the homecoming episode, cameras are in the classrooms to record the reactions of all three girls nominated. And the same girl who giggles about being nominated for homecoming queen in the first episode is seen again in the second episode, crying about the fact that her boyfriend Joe has been called to active duty in the Gulf. Meanwhile, some of her fellow students sing a recycled protest song from the 60s, while a senior named Todd signs up for the Marines, struggles through training sessions, and sings a song of his own.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli.
In Yearbook, we get to know these young adults very quickly and very well. Young viewers will enjoy watching Yearbook to identify with one of the kids or one of the high school cliques. And, no matter how many years have passed, so will older viewers. High school doesn't seem to have changed all that much since I went through it, which is kind of reassuring and scary at the same time. Yearbook is deeper than I expected, and so, I'm happy to report, are most of the kids it profiles.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.